Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Is live coverage from ABC News. Here is ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky.
Police in Cleveland, Ohio are about to update the manhunt for Steve Stevens, who allegedly shot and killed a stranger, then posted footage of the murder on Facebook. At last check, police had said the search for Stevens had gone nationwide with a $50,000 reward provided by the FBI and Crime Stoppers. But police also said they had no evidence that Stevens had actually left Ohio. Nonetheless, every state is on alert, and the Cleveland Police Department, along with the mayor, Frank Jackson, are entering the room now at City Hall in Cleveland to update us on their search.
Morning. Thank you for joining us today. Today we'll be giving our morning briefing relative to Steve Stevens, the Facebook shooter incident we had here in Cleveland. Speaking this morning will be Mayor Frank Jackson, Chief Calvin Williams, and also joining us, Stephen Anthony, the special agent in charge of the Cleveland office of the FBI, Eric Fry, who is the resident agent in charge of the ATF here in Cleveland, and Pete Elliott, the U.S. Marshal. Mayor.
Well, you know, this is the third day since the tragedy involving Steve Stevens and on Easter Sunday. And I want to start off by really thanking the Godwin family and those of you who have watched them as they've gone through this tragedy, how they've handled themselves, the messages that they've been given. They are to be commended and thanked for their leadership in this, because they have demonstrated, even in this tragedy, this personal tragedy to their family, that they have forgiven and that they have come together in a way that they've asked us as a community to forgive and to begin to heal. Because what happened on Easter Sunday was traumatic. It's traumatic to the Godwin family, but it's been traumatic to Cleveland in particular. But with social media, this has gone all over the country. And people are having the same kind of response and reaction to this, of how the loss of innocence has affected them. And so I want to say to the Godwin family that we are proud of them, and that we really thank them for showing us the way in this situation. The chief and our federal partners will begin to talk about some of the things that we're doing. There may not be a lot of new stuff, but there will be. What we want to do is keep you informed so that the facts will be the facts, not anything else. Okay, Chief?
Thanks, Mayor. Good morning. Just a couple things. First and foremost, we have not located Steve. We're still asking the public's help in that regard. Just a couple little technical things for the community to understand. This is currently a nationwide search, and we are getting calls from all over the country, as far away as Texas. If there is a perceived sighting of Steve or this vehicle, we want you to dial 911 right away. If you think you see Steve out there, or if you think you have spotted that vehicle, we want you to call 911 right away. If you think you have information that may lead to Steve or that vehicle, then that's what that FBI tip line is all about. We're getting people as far away, again, as Texas that are saying, hey, I just saw him in a Walmart, and they're calling that tip line, and then we relay that information, and then we have to get back to that jurisdiction to have boots on the ground right then and there, go and check that out. So if you think you spot him or that vehicle, call 911 in your local jurisdiction so they can get officers there right away. If you think you have information that may lead us to him or the vehicle, then call the FBI tip line. There are a couple things floating around out there as far as us tracking this vehicle through some kind of GPS or vehicle locating system. That vehicle is not equipped with any of those systems. Of course, that's the first thing that we looked at from the dealership aspect and also from Ford Motor Company itself. The vehicle is not equipped for that type of tracking. Again, we're still asking the public's help in locating Steve. We have received to date almost 400 tips nationwide on this, so we encourage people to keep sending in those tips. With that, I'm going to quickly turn it over to Steve Anthony from the FBI.
Thanks, Chief. Just a quick follow-up. I mean, can't overemphasize that point enough. Look, at someone out there with 100 years plus of experience of the U.S. Marshals, FBI, and many other state, local, and federal agencies have told us that someone out there has a key piece of information that can help us resolve this matter. They just might not know it. So when in doubt, they have to make the call, as the Chief just said. 911, 1-800-CALL-FBI. We don't care. Call someone and let law enforcement come in and follow up on that. As you know, we have a $50,000 reward out there that was announced yesterday by the mayor. Of course, that is still out there. We have issued the U.S. Marshals and the FBI an unlawful flight to avoid prosecution warrant based upon the underlying murder warrant filed by the city of Cleveland. All that does is, again, lets everyone know very clearly, every federal agent, local agent, state agent, that there is a federal warrant issued, and again, any individual across the United States could act on that warrant, execute that warrant to resolve this matter and to take Steve into custody. Also, as you know, we have billboards up throughout the country, again, in the effort to make sure that Steve's face, his vehicle, is out there for the public to see. We can't thank you all enough for making sure that that's out there. We definitely believe that that'll be critical in resolving this matter. And again, as I know the marshal would agree, and he'll stand up here in a second, is that what we're trying to do again is to sort of close the aperture and to try to narrow the space. We wish we could provide more information and to more narrowly focus the search. Obviously, if we had that information, you would know about that. And again, we hope we get to that point so we could share that with you and again try to elicit the public support to resolve this matter. So with that, again, just reiterate, 911, the 1-800-CALL-FBI. See something, say something. When in doubt, call it. With that, Marshal Elliott.
We're very fortunate here in Cleveland with our partners, because I really believe our strength here is in our partnerships together. So we have our task forces nationwide on this investigation across the country, not only within the Marshal Service, but within the FBI. You know, I made the comment the other day, I think we are going to get this individual one way or the other. We've seen a lot of cases through here, through Northern Ohio, over the last 10 plus years. Some have run for a couple days. Some have run for a couple years. Some have killed themselves after they ran. So at the end of the day, we're going to use all our resources, put everything together, not only locally but nationally, and follow up on every single lead, no matter where it takes us, within this country or other countries. So, you know, I'm very proud of all our partners here on both sides. And again, you know, I'm very optimistic that we're going to bring closure to this. Thank you.
If I may add one more thing, over the last few days, we've been talking to a lot of the clergy in regards to this, and they've asked us to communicate to Steve Stevens that they are available to him if he needs their help. In particular, I wanted the people, pastors that he had been talking to, Pastor Vernon, he had been talking to him early on, I think even before the incident occurred. And so the clergy wanted me to mention that they are available for him if he in fact needs their counseling or feels that they could be of assistance to him in turning himself in. All right.
Chief Williams, has the investigation stalled, or given so much exposure, why aren't we seeing more developments faster?
No, I don't think the investigation is stalled. You know, like the marshal says, these things can take 2 days, they can take 2 weeks, they can take 2 years. It depends on the individual that's out there. It depends on their mindset and what they're planning on doing. And like I stated yesterday, it depends on if they're getting assistance or not. When people go on the run like this, at some point in time, they need help. And we're telling people, you know, the only assistance in this case is to call us and let us know where this person is so that we can resolve this.
When's the last time anybody's had any communication with him? Can you pinpoint that time frame for us?
As far as we can tell, it was the day of the actual incident.
Are you sure that he's still alive?
We're not sure, no.
Can I ask Agent Anthony, has he been added to the FBI's most wanted list?
Hey, that's been reported. That's not accurate. He is, you know, an extremely wanted fugitive by the U.S. Marshals and the FBI, but he's not technically on the top 10 list.
Top 10, but do you have some level below that just called most wanted?
Mr. Stevens, Steve, is a most wanted.
Does that trigger something in the FBI? Does it change anything?
Steve has been the hugest priority of everyone up here. From day one. So nothing has that changed, sir. I mean, the emphasis, the priority to resolve this matter could not be at the higher level. Just rest assured, law enforcement is not holding any tools in its tool bag. We're playing everyone out. We're using everything we have. But of course, in these circumstances, as the marshal and others have said, we need the public's help. But again, we're using every tool in our tool bag. Rest assured, we're doing that. But again, the fact that he is not a top 10 or a marshal's top 15 doesn't change any of the fact that he is a wanted fugitive. And again, this information is getting out across the country and, quite frankly, across the world.
For us in Northern Ohio, he's our highest priority at the end of the day. So,
does your experience tell you anything about how this plays out? I mean, he's been, you know, on a lam, as it were, for a couple of days now. Do you think he's alive?
Well, I'd only give you my personal opinion, you know, based on the past. There's two things. Either he's dead somewhere or someone's holding him up somewhere else in a house. So we've seen a little bit of both, again, over the years. This isn't our first rodeo. We've seen a little bit of everything. So it's we're not going to get into some of the investigative things that we have knowledge of, but rest assured, we are following up on every single lead. We've brought in tons of manpower, not only locally, but nationally. We have pretty much everybody working on this investigation in this case. So again, I'm very confident and optimistic that we'll bring closure here.
PC, do you think he could be outside the United States?
Did you ask me? Anything's possible. Anything is possible. So, again, we'd be giving personal opinions on that. So, anything's possible.
But is the border police involved in this?
Yes.
Too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rest assured, we've taken all precautions to make sure we can do everything we can to ensure that he does not leave the country. But again, as Marshal Elliott said, again, anything's possible. We believe we've collectively done what we can to mitigate that. And of course, they're involved. Again, there's not a federal agency in the United States that is not involved in some way, including our partners over here with the ATF, which we haven't mentioned. Again, Secret Service, everyone is aware of this case, is focused on it, and is willing to chip in any way possible to, again, to support Chief Williams and his department.
And have there been any hits on his license plate, any of the license plate readers that are state filed?
Not that we're aware of.
Are you guys now comfortable that the statements he made about killing other people were untrue?
Go ahead, Chief.
I mean, to date, we haven't discovered any more victims. So to date right now, I can tell you we're confident that there are no more victims. But we still continue to search. We had close to 400 tips come in. And a lot of those are sightings or purported sightings of either him or the vehicle, but some talk to victims and locations and things like that. And we take all these seriously, and we follow up on every tip that comes in.
Chief, what about the video? He had multiple cell phones. You could see he was posting with one and then videotaping another. Do you know how many cell phones he had, and is that complicating things for you guys?
No, it's not really complicating things, but we have knowledge of the devices that he has, and they're a part of the investigation.
Do you know
yes.
how many cell phones there were?
We can't really put that out there, but we are knowledgeable
of it. GPS, I think the general public has a misunderstanding of how easy this should be. A cell phone, you should track a cell phone.
Well, again, you know, we don't want to get too far into the investigation because there are a lot of things that happen in this case that happen in other cases. But we are using every investigative tool at our disposal, from the federal level on down, to bring closure to this case.
Can you talk a little bit about your working relationship with Facebook, the legality of that, and do you think it would be wise if they left his account open and maybe get a print out of that?
Well, we have a good relationship with all of our social media businesses out there. Facebook was responsive. They did what they had to do within their protocols.
Okay, as we close, I just wanted to remind you guys that we'll be doing these briefings as long as it seems to be
okay. Live from Cleveland, it's Police Chief Calvin William, the FBI, along with the U.S. Marshals Service. Police still have not caught Steve Stevens, and they gave no hints as to where they think he might be. Chief Williams said police aren't even sure he's still alive. There have been some 400 tips from all over the country. All of the authorities who spoke this morning braced the public for what could be a long search. 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 years. I'm Aaron Katursky. You're listening to live coverage from ABC News. Straight back to Cleveland Live with ABC's Ryan Burrow. Ryan.
And Aaron, Cleveland remains a city on edge. Last night, the Cavaliers played the Pacers in a playoff game at Quicken Loans Arena. Many of the bars and restaurants in the area were empty. I asked a man, was it because it was Monday, because of the cooler temperatures? He said no. It's because there's a killer on the loose. No indication at this point that Steve Stevens is still in the area. No indications that he's left the area. And unless police learn otherwise, they're still under the assumption he's driving that white Ford Fusion with the temporary tag E363630. The not knowing is what's left many people restless, and it's the reason this has been elevated to a nationwide manhunt. Police hoping that will help put more eyes on the streets, make more residents aware, and police forces from coast to coast as well. And yesterday there were rumors of a spotting near Philadelphia, but those rumors were unfounded, Aaron.
ABC's Ryan Burrow with us live from Cleveland, where police said any sightings of Steve Stevens, just call 911. I'm Aaron Katursky. You've been listening to live coverage from ABC News.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.